nanotechnology, stem cell research, and nuclear medicine. Against all the odds, Iranian scientists haven't missed out on any of the modern scientific achievements. Thanks to its research facilities in Tehran, nuclear medicine has achieved considerable progress in the past three decades, despite numerous problems, including sanctions against Iran. The reactor in Tehran's nuclear research school was built in 1969 with the aim of providing an opportunity to train scientists and carry out experiments, as well as producing radioisotopes.
Radiopharmaceuticals has a very important role in diagnosis and treatment of diseases. Many kinds of radical radioisotopes, such as phosphorus-32, iridium-192, samarium-153, and lutetium-177, produced by reactor for medical application.
These products are used in medical imaging and help by relying on the process of radioactive decay and thus making it easier to spot malignant tumors and cancerous cells. Some 140 nuclear medicine centers in Iran depend on the radioisotopes produced in Tehran's nuclear research center. Recently, new radio medicine was produced in order to treat metastatic cancer to the bones.
We're waiting for the final results of the follow-up tests before we begin mass production. So many patients are waiting to hear the good news.
These achievements are the reason why Iran will be hosting the 10th Asia-Pacific Nuclear Medicine Conference in 2012. Gisumisha Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.